Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Are you ready? Oh, wait, I don't have an intro. What's the intro?
Let me send it to you.
Did you just cuss? Emily Brastaff, did you just cuss?
Emily Brastaff.
Brastaff.
Okay, hold on. Let me text it to you real quick because we had a bunch of people send in really good ideas and I kind of combined them all.
Okay. Here we go. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to All Things Internet, a podcast where we talk about viral internet news, gossip, and trends. I'm your host, Rachel, and you're supposed to say I'm Emily.
And I'm Emily. I'm being distracted right now. And I'm Emily.
And we are both gay, but not for each other. Let's hop into it. That is the longest intro. I'm supposed to memorize that?
Yeah, it's like three lines. Also, should we say the I'm gay part together?
No, because then, well, we can try, but we're going to keep getting it wrong.
Wait, just try it one time.
Okay.
Go.
Hold on. What's the lead up?
Hello, everyone.
It says, I'm your host, Rachel, and you say, and I'm Emily, and then we both go, and we're both gay, but not for each other. Okay?
Right. Okay, so, we're going to try and say that at the same time.
I'm your host, Rachel.
And I'm Emily.
And we're both gay, but not for each other. You suck at this, Emily.
How did I tell you we were going to do something and then 0.0001 seconds later, blank?
I'm trying so hard here. You
wanted this. How
did
I graduate college? Yep. Nope. All right.
All right.
And we're both gay. All right. Nope. All right. Moment's gone.
We're going to move past it. Maybe next week. Maybe next week we can get it.
I'll practice in the mirror.
Okay. Hold on. I've lost you. I'm trying to pull up. There we go. Sorry. I tried to pull up other things on my computer and I lost you on Zoom.
Yeah, it's hard.
How you doing, Emily?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm great.
You look so cute today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here with you.
Yay. Me too.
All right. So I have a news story. You have news stories.
Do we want to start with...
Let's start with yours.
Okay. I'm just looking at my listy. Okay, I have like other stuff that I wanted to say before we got into news. Is that okay?
I'll just sit back and look pretty. Go for it. Go.
First of all, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who sent in your suggestions for our new intro. That was awesome.
It's very long.
Maybe I'll work on it a little bit. Shorten it. Also, thank you to everyone who sent in fan art.
I love that stuff.
That was so incredible and my first time ever receiving anything like that. And it made me feel super cool and loved.
Loved it.
This must be how you feel all the time.
Yeah. Why do you think my confidence is through the roof?
Yeah. We are going to post our favorites to our ATI Instagram page. So please never stop sending them in because they're amazing.
There's a pit bull across the street. Sorry.
On an island? Yeah. She's on an island
right
now.
I'm on an island right now and there's a pit bull across the street. It was a big one.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I did read that you could bring your dogs with you on the ferry.
Yeah. There's a bunch of dogs here. Anyway.
Oh, that's really cool. Anyway.
Follow.
All right.
Podcast. Instagram. All Things yep. Internet Podcast.
Yep. Okay. So before we get into news, it's time for our In Honor of Gwen segment.
I forgot.
Which, I know you tried to skip over that.
Sorry.
Which, if you don't know what that is, at the beginning of every episode to honor Rachel's mother, Gwen, retiring from All Things Internet, but still always being in our hearts, I will either be sharing this week's most ridiculous holiday or testing Rachel's knowledge of squirrel and chicken facts.
Uh-huh.
Also, someone suggested in the YouTube comments that we change it from In Honor of Gwen to Our Nod to Gwen, because In Honor, they said, made it sound like she was dead.
I was literally just thinking that. I was like, so in honor of Gwen,
it?
Definitely sounds like she's dead. And no, because I would not be able to function if my
right.
mother was deceased. So, or unlived. So, yes. A nod to Gwen.
A nod to Gwen. Okay.
Okay.
So, this week, a very kind viewer named at Tristan Jennings DM'd me a flyer that stated that January 21st was National Squirrel Appreciation Day. So yay to that. I hope your mom had some extra fun with her squirrels in her backyard.
I hope she did. I'm going to ask her for some squirrel pics. We can post it on the Instagram soon.
I would like that. The DM that they sent me, it was like a flyer and it came with squirrel facts. So I'm going to read the first part of the squirrel fact and you're going to have to try and finish it.
Oh, all God. Right. Okay.
Squirrels can find buried food
in a tree.
A foot beneath snow.
Dang it!
You were close, though. Squirrels run in zigzags because
they're gay and they can't go straight.
Honestly, facts. Don't look it up, though, because we're telling the truth.
Which just sets it.
It's how they avoid getting caught by predators.
I figured, but my answer was way better.
It really was. This one you don't have to guess. I'm just going to tell you because it really messed me up. Okay. Squirrels' front teeth never stop growing. That, for some reason, gave me the heebie-jeebies. So then I looked it up on Google, and apparently they grow 6 inches a year. Mm-mm. Nope. Squirrels are officially on my nope list now.
Then how are they so small of teeth?
I think it's like they get I might sound really stupid, but I think it's because like they gnaw on things and so it like files them down. Because can you imagine a squirrel running around with just like massive 6-inch teeth hanging out?
No.
So yeah. Anyway, that was our squirrel news.
All right. I liked it. I'm a little creeped out by it, but that's fine.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Okay, we're going to hop into short news first because there was like a lot of news stories that happened this week, but they were very short and didn't have any extra details. And it was just like,
oh, those are the most annoying ones, but I
most
understand.
Annoying, but like they're still good.
Yeah, but to comment on, they're annoying.
Right. I just wish they had given us something, you know?
Yes. Give us a little juice.
Right. Okay. So the first one is Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra just announced via Instagram that they welcomed their new baby into the world via surrogate.
Love that for them.
Yep, that's all the information we have so far because they've asked that everyone respect their privacy while they're getting settled, and they have yet to share the baby's name or sex, but TMZ is speculating that it's a girl.
Just speculation.
Whoa. Right. Okay. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
This one, the FBI team in charge of investigating the Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito case, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just announced on Friday that there was a notebook that was found near his remains back in October, and it contained a written confession of him claiming responsibility for Gabby's death. Are we allowed to say that word on here? Gabby's. Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like it's not respectful to say anything else. Like,
yeah, it's
like passing.
Her murder.
Yeah, right. They wouldn't release an exact quote or show a picture of the writing, so that's all the news that we have for now. But they said they have no reason to believe any other individual was responsible for Gabby's death but Brian Laundrie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a weird scenario. I wish we had, like, I had been on this podcast when the news broke because I have so many conspiracy theories about Brian Laundrie. And
I didn't get into it very much because I was really? Like, it's just sad. And it was just feel like just mental health. He had mental health issues and he just killed her and out of a fit of rage. And
yeah.
There was a weird noise that happened. And I can't tell because my headphones are on where it came from.
It's the pit bull outside.
I wish.
He's play. Just tapping at your window.
Yeah.
Last week we talked a little bit about how Megan Fox and MGK got engaged and like her weird Instagram announcement.
Yeah, they drank each other's blood.
That's so weird. Blood. Well, MGK decided, you know what? He's going to top that. And in a recent Vogue interview, he confessed he specifically designed Megan's engagement ring with metal thorns so that it hurt her if she took it off. Yeah.
How disgusting is that sentence?
Right.
No.
It's so possessive and toxic. I don't like it.
Also, people like take their rings off for multiple reasons.
Right. Showers, pool, ocean.
Yeah. Like, I have my friend who horseback rides, and she takes her engagement ring off every time she goes to the stables because she doesn't want it to get caught on things. Like, she doesn't want it to get lost or damaged.
Right. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he said The concept is that the ring can come apart to make two rings. When it's together, it's held in place by a magnet, and then it forms an obscure heart. And you see right there, the bands are actually thorns. So if she tries to take it off, it hurts. Then the Vogue interviewer just said, "That's very nice." And MGK responded with, "Love is pain."
That's toxic.
That's weird.
That's
I could give them a little pass for like the blood thing. Like,
Do what you want to do. But to own your significant other like right. that is no bueno.
Purposely design something so that they can't take off a symbol of like they're really. Yeah, that's weird. So, ew. Bye. No.
No. Immediate no. Immediate don't like him. No. I was fine with everything. And now I'm like, that's possessive. I don't like that.
Right. Yeah. We also covered Jamie Lynn Spears' interview drama last week, and in true Britney fashion, she has responded with to the whole situation with a 5-paragraph Instagram post. My favorite part being in which the part which she called Jamie Lynn scum and accused her of making things up in order to make a sale. So
good for her.
Good for her.
Good
and
for her.
And she just like keeps coming out with more stuff, and I'm just like, don't stop, keep going.
This is our entertainment.
Yep. And then the last short news, Kylie Jenner may have recently proved everyone's conspiracy theory that she's already given birth wrong. What idiot said that she's already given birth? Allegedly. No, not me. Who would come out and say that?
This is why I don't do conspiracies, because you're wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah, she done proved everyone wrong because a few days ago she posted a selfie while at her daughter Stormy's 4th birthday party with her baby bump front and center.
What if, though?
I know.
What if the birthday party was a month ago?
Or what if she's wearing one of those like fake baby bumps so that she can like squash the theories? Allegedly. Who?
Allegedly. Right.
I'm going to stop while I'm behind. okay. And then I think you had a news story, right?
I do. Okay. I had to write this one down. So this one is about Leah Thomas, who is a swimmer in college, and she is breaking all the records for the swim team. And there is some controversy around it because Leah was assigned male at birth. And with college, you have to be taking hormone switchers. What's the word?
That's the scientific word.
I'm going to switch my hormones real quick.
I think it's testosterone suppression treatment.
Of course. So yeah. That's what I said. Hormone switchers. And you have to be taking them for a year in order to compete in the other gender thing.
You got this. You got this. Keep going.
So she has been taking them. We don't know when she started taking them or when she started transitioning, but we do know that it has to have been with at least a year for her to be competing in the women's competition. I don't know swim.
I think
terms.
It's competition.
So this isn't me stumbling over the nope. she/her thing. This is me being like swim meets
team swim competition
water
swim paddles.
Anyway, so. Michael Phelps was interviewed about this, and the only reason there's actual like news around this is because he said, and he said this was his opinion, "It's very complicated. We all should feel comfortable with who we are in our own skin, but I think sports should be played on an even playing field." So that's the news on it. Emily's face says a lot.
Ew.
So
you know I have opinions.
Yeah, Emily is very opinionated and researchy. So, Emily, I figured this would pique your interest. Do you have things to say about this?
Oh boy, do I. I saw a little bit of this in the news earlier in the week, and I mostly because I saw the tweets of people calling him out, and people were basically calling Michael Phelps a hypocrite.
Doesn't because he have a heart thing where his heart beats slower or something like that?
No,
that was Lance Armstrong. Sorry, continue.
I can neither confirm or deny because I don't know that.
Okay, continue.
But yeah, everyone was calling Michael Phelps a hypocrite because he himself does not compete on an even playing field because he has these genetic anomalies. Like, I know for sure he's double jointed in his ankles, shoulders, and elbows. So like those joints are able to bend 15% more than his opponents, which helps him paddle more easily and smoothly through the water. His body also produces half the normal amount of lactic acid during exercise. So by pure genetic accident, he feels significantly less fatigue than his teammates. He has twice the lung capacity as a normal athlete and has like a freakishly abnormal wingspan, like even for an Olympic swimmer. So I'm not sure why he thinks he can sit here and talk about the biological advantages of being a trans swimmer when he himself is the definition of a biological advantage. Get out of here. No. Mm-mm. Also, like, okay.
I don't have to say anything. She's just got it.
I'm just, this type of stuff makes me so mad. Yeah. Anyway, my argument is if she had been assigned female at birth with the same body, no one would even think twice about this. If a non-transgender woman was dominating the swimming scene with the exact same body that Leah has now, she would be celebrated. She would be told that she was born to be a champion, that she was fulfilling her destiny, that she would be praised for using her body to her advantage and told that she was born for this type of success.
But
she would be worshipped.
Small-minded people think it's cheating because men are built bigger and they think she is a man, and she'll, whether they think she has a man's body.
Right.
So it's cheating, but
it all boils down to being a transgender and transphobia issue because people will automatically disqualify and dismiss her abilities and always bring it back to being unfair. Mm-hmm. But like my argument is like, if people really cared about making all sports fair, then Michael Phelps should be disqualified because he has genetic advantages. Cristiano Ronaldo shouldn't be allowed to play soccer because I read this article saying that he has this excess of skeletal muscle fibers, which allow him genetically to run faster and kick harder than all of his teammates. Like Usain Bolt should be disqualified if you want to make all sports fair because he's tested positive for an excess supply of fast twitch muscle fibers due to a genetic anomaly. So like if we want to make it all. Yes. All these top athletes, that's what makes them top athletes is having these genetic traits that just by pure luck were given to them.
Yeah.
But because, you know, there's this transgender woman that happens to also have a genetic advantage because she's transgender, all of a sudden it's not allowed.
Yeah. And isn't it true that your body does change once you start taking the hormone switchers?
Oh, yeah. It's horrendous what they have to go through.
Yeah.
So, like, not only is she in the middle of transitioning and having to go through all of those physical and mental.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the word is, like mental.
Trauma?
That she has to go through. I mean, I'm sure she's feeling happier in the aspect where she gets to live a more authentic life and, like, gets to be her true self.
Yeah.
But, like, could you imagine being this incredible swimmer and this is, like, your one life goal and everything you've worked for your entire time, and then all of a sudden, because you come out as transgender, like you're just
cussing.
Is that a cuss word?
Well, it's gonna be because I want to get you on it. So at 18:20,
okay. So she's pooped upon because you know what she's going through. So not only is she going through the hardships of transitioning, but now she's in the public eye and being discriminated. And
I'm sure she loved Michael Phelps. So hearing that. You know, if you're a swimmer, you just naturally.
Come on. And you know, before he went into that interview that he knew he was going to be asked about that. Like, how did his PR team not prepare him to answer that question correctly? I don't care what your opinion, like, I do care what your opinions are. But like, if you're a celebrity and you have not politically correct opinions, your PR team should know better and prepare you to not express those opinions.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all. I knew that would just spark something in you. And we are always open. Just a side note, we're always open for discussions in the comments. But if there is something blatantly transphobic, you will be deleted and blocked, just so everyone knows, because that's not a discussion. That's disgusting. But if you have
I like that. That's not discussion. That's disgusting. I'm going to get that tattooed on my back.
Anyway, that's it. Do you have any other news? Well, first, before we even you answer that, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
All right. Do you got anything for us? Is that it?
That's it for my news. I figured I would...
let me do it today.
Let you share a news story, yeah.
All right. Well, then, do we have a game?
Oh, you bet your bippy.
Oh, my bippy!
Okay, this week we're going to play Never Have I Ever Internet Edition. So
do I have to drink?
We need to come up with a... Also, it was going to be 10 fingers, but I realize you don't have a mic stand.
Nah, I like to hold this.
Well, you'll just have to repeat.
All right, that's fine.
What does the loser have to do?
I don't know. You should have thought of this.
I didn't think this through.
Well, how about in the comments they decide what we have to do?
Okay. All right.
Top comment wins.
Top comment wins. Okay, so we're both going to hold up 10 fingers. I'm going to read a statement to you. If you have, in fact, done what I say in that statement, you have to put a finger down.
Whoa!
What?
Came up with the all of them?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, here we go. Okay. So that it was fair, I texted this group chat that I'm on with like some other friends. And I said, send me in Never Have I Ever Internet Edition ones. And I made sure to choose ones, not just that I thought would get me disqualified.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The first person to have all 10 fingers down loses. And because we're mainly a podcast, I figure we should announce when we're putting a finger down or just
obviously.
Like
thank you.
Say,
yes.
Yeah, all right. I've done that.
All right,
you
go
ready?
For it. I'm ready.
I'm going to do 5 fingers.
Okay.
And then, yep. Okay. Never have I ever watched pimple popping videos.
Go. You did that on freaking purpose. Oh, we both did it.
I watch them all the time.
All the time?
It like gets me to sleep at night. I like look up Dr. Pimple Popper.
It gets me going. Not sexually.
I was wondering. I wasn't going to shame you.
It's not a fetish.
It could be.
Okay.
Anyway.
No shade, no tea, but not for me.
I like that. Never have I ever stalked someone's social media before meeting them in person.
Of course I've done this. Finger down.
Anyone that says they haven't done that is just
wrong.
Flat out lying. Also, you know what I like to do before I meet people? Like if they send me their address, I always like to look at their house on Zillow before I meet them.
Oh my God.
I don't.
You looked at my house on Zillow before you met me, didn't you?
I sure did. It's not even that I care, like, if they have money or, like, a nice house. I literally want to know what your house looks like.
You are your own person. Continue.
Yep. never have I ever fell victim to an internet scam.
A scam?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I have. Emily, put a finger down! What scam?
Here's the thing. My parents left me home alone, like for the first time ever to go out on a date night when I was like 12 or 13. I was on some website and this ad popped up and it was like, you're the millionth viewer and, you know, you get a free George Foreman grill. And so I called my mom and I was like, Mom, you have to give me your email address because we just won a George Foreman grill. And she was like, sweetie, it's a scam. Like, they're just going to send me scam. And I was just like, no, Mom, you don't understand. I am the millionth click on this website. We could have a free grill. So
I like the enthusiasm.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Okay. Never have I ever made a fake account to view someone's social media secretly.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. You haven't? Well, I have to because people can't see Rachel Ballinger stalking them. Not that I'm huge, but I have like a check mark and everything.
You do.
I can't. I got to be sneaky deaky. I have a fake Instagram account. I have a fake Instagram account.
No.
I do. I haven't announced this ever. I have a fake Insta.
You're hearing it here first, people.
I don't think I have the password for it anymore.
Oh. Yeah, I just use my friends. I'm like, hey, can I borrow your phone? And then we creep together.
I haven't used it in forever. I don't need to. Mm. I don't care that much about other people anymore.
Yeah. Girl. Same. Okay, never have I ever messaged a celebrity that I did not have a connection to. So, like, not JoJo or any of JoJo's friends. Like, a random celebrity you have no connection to. Have you ever messaged one?
Well, does it count? Like, I messaged Drew, our Lord and Savior from TikTok, but we followed each other. Does that count?
I'm going to say no. Like, is there, like, a big, big celebrity you, like,
no,
reached out to?
No. Oh, she put her finger down. Who'd you reach out to?
JVN, Jonathan Van Ness.
Oh.
I reached out to him because I saw he was in New York, and I was like this very famous New York drag bar, and I shot my shot. And I was like, hey, you should come to this drag bar. Like, it's famous, and we'd all love to see you. He didn't show up.
I tweeted at The Rock once.
Oh, that counts.
Okay, he tweeted me back.
What? Okay. I'm like, Jonathan and Vanessa left me on red. You're like, yeah, The Rock and I talked. What did you tweet at him?
That I loved his, he came out with an alarm clock app. And I was like, I love waking up to the sound of Dwayne The Rock Johnson singing to me. And he tweeted back, like, glad I could be there for you, with a wink or something like that.
Oh my God.
I know.
Wow. Invite him to the wedding. Never have I ever posted a thirst trap.
I'm sure I have. I probably posted something thinking it was a thirst trap and that I was the hottest thing that's ever existed. And it was probably like, no.
Everyone's like messaging you and they're like, are you okay, sweetie? Like, is everything
okay? I'm gonna put my finger down because I know back in the day I posted something thinking I was the hottest thing on the planet and it wasn't. But I'm just going to go ahead and put my finger down.
Okay.
I'm going to humble myself real quick.
Yeah.
But I can't. All right. There's not a conscious memory of it, but I know I did. All right. I'm back up to 5 on one hand.
All right. Never have I ever accidentally liked a really old photo of someone as I was creeping on them.
Never done it. Yeah. I know. Ooh, I am so stealth with those swipes. You are not. I ain't going to like. You know what I accidentally do all the time?
Tell me.
Follow people on TikTok, because I'll be scrolling and I'll just accidentally hit the profile picture where you can follow, and then I'm like, yeah. Oh. And then they'll follow me back immediately, and I'm like, well, I can't unfollow them.
And then
them.
You can't be like,
because then I just look like a douchebag. So I'm just like, yes, I follow this person now.
Some like 12-year-old from Oklahoma, and they're like, I've done it. I've made it.
If you go through my follows and go, why is she following that person? Accident. Immediate accident.
Oh. That's going to break someone's heart, whoever that is.
I feel so bad, but it's true.
Oh my God.
I've done it like, I want to say 15 times. And I won't unfollow them because I don't have it in me to hurt them like that.
You can't. No. You're committed at this point.
Yeah.
Wait,
okay, are you at? Did you?
I'm still at.
You have four down. Okay. I have five down.
I think that's your sixth.
No, I haven't done it. I haven't accidentally liked. I've accidentally followed.
Oh, right. Gotcha. Okay. Never have I ever Googled myself.
Oh, all the time. Everyone.
Who doesn't?
I've done videos of me Googling myself. Oh,
of course I've seen those. I am a dedicated fan. Yeah, I Google myself at least once a month.
I don't have the strength to do that. I don't want to see what's out there about me.
Well, more Wattpad.
More Wattpad. I love that ish.
What did you call it? A Wattpad.
A Wattpad.
Wattpad. Okay. Never have I ever slid into someone's DMs.
To like hit on them?
I'm back up to 5. To hit on them. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, no.
I've been in very serious relationships since the internet existed.
True.
Yeah.
Do you ever pre-girlfriend, did you ever have someone slide into your DMs and you considered it?
No.
Really?
I don't look at my DMs.
Oh, yes, same. I look at every single one. I like to see what people say.
Maybe. I'm sure there have been. I just haven't looked. Okay. my girlfriend asked me out in the comments of one of my Instagram pictures like 3 years before we met on Hinge. So she did slide in. I just didn't see it. Whoops.
Oh my God. never have I ever Googled someone's net worth.
Oh, of course I have. I wanted to see what my sister's was. It was wrong, because then I asked her, and she's like, nope.
Interesting. Yeah, I Google everyone's, like, any, like, famous person.
Yeah.
Never have I ever cleared my history before letting someone use my phone or my computer.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not for sexual reasons, just for, like, I'm weird, and I don't trust you reasons.
I always clear my internet history on my phone because I don't want people seeing how dumb I am.
Like, because it's all like, what does this word mean? How do I spell this?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That is mine.
I had to Google what facetious meant yesterday. Am I saying that right?
Facetious. Isn't it being like conniving? Like you're being facetious? You know, what does it mean?
I Googled it and I want to say it said like you're joking about something that's not appropriate. I don't know. Facetious? I don't remember what it said.
You're being Someone facetious. In the comments. Like you're being a smart aleck. You're being facetious.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Someone in the comments give us the actual definition.
No, I don't want to hear it. I want to think I'm right.
Yeah. I don't want people like my Google history is like how to spell orange. Please laugh at that joke.
I'm sorry. I got a text from dad. Not my dad, but dad. Wait, I'm at two or three. I'm at two.
I'm going to say you're at two.
I'm going to say, I think I'm one behind you.
Never have I ever had an embarrassing screen name or email address. I definitely have.
Does Teehee11 count?
Yes. Ew. Teehee. Who says Teehee?
I don't want to talk about it.
I want you to tell me why you had Teehee.
Because this is going to sound so inappropriate and so like... it's just going to sound really inappropriate, and it's not. My uncle used to tickle me a lot. It sounds so wrong, and it's not. It's not wrong. It's not wrong. It wasn't like that at all. Mm-hmm. It was a very, like, tickled Parker type of thing, okay?
I know.
Okay? And I used to say tee-hee. Or no, I would laugh, and he'd go, tee-hee, making fun of me.
Oh.
Like, he was... like a dick, but he wasn't like gross, so he would make fun of me, and so he always said Teehee, and then I made a screen name.
That's cute. Okay. I forgive that. That's Thank cute you. Not cringy.
I'm still gonna put my finger down for it though.
Yes, my AIM, you remember AIM?
Oh, of course.
Like,
I do
chats. Yeah. My AIM chat name, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Broken Beauty 13.
Stop it, you Broken Beauty.
I was like wearing limited two and had butterfly clips in my hair. Broken Beauty 13.
Oh, wow. I love it.
It was, I can't remember.
You felt, you were feeling yourself and felt
I really
for
was.
Yourself. There was a pity train going your way.
Was that in itself a thirst trap or was that more of a, oh, okay, good.
All right. I got one finger up.
I think I'm at one.
Wait, what was that one just now? Oh yeah. You're at two. I'm at one.
Okay. This last one.
Okay.
Never have I ever edited my pictures to make myself look better.
Of course I have. My job is the internet.
Yeah.
I lost, but it was by one finger.
It was by one.
I accept whatever the internet tells me my punishment is here.
Shave your head.
No!
Tell her to go get a septum piercing. That should be your punishment.
I'm down. Let's do it. I'll vlog it.
Yep.
It would kind of go with this outfit I'm wearing right now.
It would. I think you'd look really cute with one.
Thank you. And if I don't like it, I would just take... She wants to get one, too.
Oh, nice. You both will look really cute.
Get them together.
Them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Might go do that next week. Who knows? Get a septum piercing. Yeah. Meg take it out. Who knows?
Right. Yeah. Right. Instagram is a lie. I edit all of my photos to make myself feel better.
Yeah. Whatever. It happens. All right, before we move on to the questions, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor, you got any questions for us?
Oh, we do.
Oh, we got questions.
We got questions.
Give them to me.
Someone asked, what are our fears and phobias?
Haven't we done this? Or have we done our phobias?
I don't think so.
Like our biggest pet, we did pet peeves.
Pet peeves, yeah.
That's what we did. My biggest fear?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and would you like to know the difference between a fear and a phobia? I looked it up so I wouldn't sound dumb. Except now I sound dumb because I'm telling everyone I had to look it up.
No, you're knowledgeable because you knew to look it up and not just act like you knew it.
Ugh, self-esteem boosted. Okay, so a fear is a normal, explained, and understandable fear of something.
Yes, like I have a fear of being murdered.
Right, right. A phobia is more unfounded. So phobias are characterized by persistent fear despite being presented with evidence that the fear is unfounded.
I have a phobia of falling off the sidewalk and a car running over my head. I also have a phobia of tripping and gouging my eyes out on one of those fences with the little spikies. Am I doing it right?
You are. Okay. Why do you walk close to the... There are simple solutions to fix these things.
Because, listen, I'm bigger than most women, right? And in scary situations, I always tend to put whatever woman I'm with, doesn't really matter, on the inside. Like when you're walking on the street.
Yeah.
You know how it's like a gentleman walks on the outside?
Yeah.
I typically do that. So I'm always on the freaking curb and I'm so scared of it.
Girlfriend's going to listen to this episode and then just start slowly inching you closer to the edge.
She will. She's a fall. Punk. She's a brat sometimes with that.
Okay. So that's your irrational fear, your phobia. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I have 1,000 more. I don't remember them all.
Oh my God, I just burped. Go on.
Wait, you give me some of yours and then I'll bounce back.
Okay, so fears are, I feel like, pretty normal. Like my dog dying.
Yeah.
People, I love dying. Yeah. I don't like being alone. I don't like the dark. I'm scared of sharks. Yeah. Like I feel like those are all...
very normal.
My phobia. I'm going to get made fun of.
Is it a food?
I have a good reason though. Not a food. I feel like I have just like a fear of food, but not like a phobia. I am terrified.
Give it to me.
Get cold sweats pounding in my ears. My body starts shaking.
Tell me.
Ants.
Ants?
Ants.
I don't believe you.
Ants. Like my stomach's hurting talking about
it. I don't believe you. They're everywhere. There's no way you can exist with a phobia where they're everywhere.
Next time, so the house that I'm living in right now, I'm living with my best friend, Emma. And in Virginia, we get really bad ants here, especially during rainy season and during the winter, because they're like trying to get to like a warm place and stock food. And so in the kitchen, there's this one corner in the kitchen, and like at least once a month, there's like this trail of ants. And when I walk into the kitchen and I see an ant on the counter, I scream bloody murder and run in the opposite direction. And Emma just has to go in there and kill them for everyone.
Did you know there's ant traps?
Oh yeah, we use those too. I'm not gonna make fun of you. Thank you.
Okay.
Ant traps bring them in. It lures them. So you could just have like one or two ants, but then once you put out the ant trap, it's like
hundreds
of them.
At my house, the house I moved into, there were just trails of them. So I had to put the traps down to get rid of them all.
And I can smell them. Did you know some people?
I can. No.
They have a very distinct smell.
No, you can't smell them. Yep. I don't believe you. Not even, there's not a chance. In
next
Satan's
time,
house that you can smell
time,
an ant.
Next time I come to stay with you, just have a little experiment going.
No. What are you down there with them crawling to your nose, you sniffing them? You can't smell an ant.
I can smell ants.
No.
I can also smell ladybugs.
You're lying. You're lying. I didn't know you were a liar. I didn't know you were a compulsive liar and made things up for attention. And now I do. And it's
ladybugs
changed
and
how
ant.
I view you. But you cannot smell an ant. A ladybug.
I'm going to Google it. I did Google it because I thought it was in my head.
Can you smell it? Yeah, if it's in your nostril
can
and there's like
smell
a cup of them.
Ants.
Can you? I'm not going to trust you Googling.
Here we go. This is a... ants are known to have a distinct odor of formic acid, but only some people can smell it. It smells lemony or citronella-like.
No, I still don't believe you.
That's why I say next time I come stay with you, have two cups, both covered with like two little holes poked in the top, and one cup will have ants in it, and one cup won't. And I'll just have to blind smell it and tell you if I can smell them.
Let's do this. Let's do it. We're tabling this discussion.
Yep.
We're moving on. Do you have any other questions? We have time for one more.
Yes. One more. Okay.
Freaking ants.
One's like a question for you that I don't know if it'll take very long to answer.
No, just give it to me.
Okay. This one was good, and I'm curious what your answer is. And you have to be honest.
Okay.
Okay. Does it bother you, Rachel, that Emily was a Merfanda before you were friends?
No.
Okay, good.
I mean, my girlfriend was a fan, not like a hardcore fan, but like she knew of us and she used to watch my sister when she was younger. I care how you treat me now.
Yeah.
And you are not, I don't like, I feel like fans are always like, I knew you were a fan. That's fine. And, right. But you treated me like you weren't a fan. And like, we have a relationship now because, you know, you never, you were always like, I will not post anything, whatever, like, you know, whatever you say goes at the beginning. And then now that we're friends, you have no problem yelling at me, telling me I'm wrong. And I'm like, oh, okay. Right. So you were able to switch from like fan, but don't want to upset you, to friend.
Right.
And because you were able to do that, it's totally fine. If you stayed in that zone, I would have been like, okay, I get it. You're a fan. Like, just treat me normal. Be normal.
It was probably like a month before I left LA. I started noticing I wasn't anxious to text you anymore or like say what I truly wanted. Like, not in like a bad way, but like just to make jokes. Like, normally I'd be like, oh, will she take this the wrong way? Should I not say this? And now I'm just like, on my phone. And it like, I don't think
that matters
about it now.
Yeah. So because you were able to make that switch, it doesn't bug me at all. And honestly, it's like, okay, you actually know me better than most because you know that side of me. That's right. Like, there's not like there's two sides of me, but there's two different, I have two different worlds, kind of. I have like my internet world and my just personal world, and you've gotten to see both sides and you're great at both sides, so it works.
Stop it. Do we have time for one more question? Because it's really good and I think it'll go fast.
Okay, go.
Okay. Someone asked what our celebrity pass lists are. So like if you were at a club with girlfriend and I was at club with made up girlfriend, and one of these five celebrities was standing across the room and said, come upstairs with me, I have a room upstairs, come upstairs with me, who would those five people be?
I don't have a list. I don't want a list.
Rachel,
have you met me? I'm the most monogamous, loyal person. I do not view other people as sexual beings when I'm in a relationship.
That's why it's your pass list.
No,
like with my ex-wife and
I,
like,
no, I would never never. I do not want to have sex with anybody else but my girlfriend. It doesn't matter. I don't. But also another thing is, I don't care about celebrity status. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how famous you are. So it would just be me having sex with someone because I find them attractive. That also, why should I have a pass for a celebrity? That's disgusting. That's putting them on pedestals. They're just people that have a talent in a specific area.
Interesting. I have a list.
I know you do. I know you do. But me, never. And I don't want it. I don't want to think about it. No.
That's so funny.
That is a recipe for disaster.
Oh, that's so, because my ex and I used to like, we would spend hours talking, like not in like a,
your ex.
A bad way. Like we would like joke about it.
We'd be, that's your ex.
Yeah. And that explains that. Yeah, we would always like criticize each other's and we'd be like, no, you could aim higher, like go bigger, like, you know, and it's again, not about money. It's just like, it's because we know who they are and like, they're so attractive.
That stuff to me doesn't matter. And so for me, it would just be cheating. And Lord knows I am the last person on planet Earth to cheat.
Have you asked girlfriend if she has a pass list?
No, but I know it would be just Lady Gaga and that would be it.
Just Lady Gaga? That's hilarious. Okay.
Well, that's the only person she'd be willing to risk our relationship for, because I ain't giving her a pass list.
I guess. So for you, it would be an anti-pass list.
Yes.
It would be if you saw these people, you'd have to run the other way.
I guess. Pretty much. All right. That was good. I'm glad you asked. That was a good one.
All right.
All right. That's it for today. Except Emily started a YouTube channel and posted her own video. I'm going to give you a little shout out. She was like, can I talk about it? I was like, I'm going to brag about it. Emily's doing YouTube now. What? I haven't watched it. Why didn't you tell me you posted it before this?
I literally just posted it like 10 minutes before we logged on.
What is it? What do you do?
Okay, so my channel's Emily Brostaff, but because you have to have 100 in order to change your YouTube URL, so for it to say like youtube.com/Emily Brostaff, you have to have 100 followers, and I don't, so I can't change it. So I'm gonna send you the link if you want to watch it.
Okay. Also, let's put the URL in the description of this video.
That would help, because if you just go into YouTube and type in Emily Brostaff, you won't find me.
You'll just find me attempting to say Emily Brostaff.
Exactly.
It's the easy. It's a really easy last name. Brostaff. Brostaff. Brostaff.
Brostaff is my internet made up last name.
I know. That's why I get confused.
Real quick. Ba, as in a sheep.
Ba.
Staff, as in
Ba-staff.
Like Boss staff.
Boss staff.
Yeah.
Boss staff.
But I like bro staff better.
I know, same.
All right.
Yeah. That's it. All right. Please follow us on All Things Internet Podcast on Instagram so that you can send in your thoughts and things and whatnots. Thank you, everyone who sent us fan art the past week. We loved it. Make sure you subscribe or follow whatever you're listening on and enjoy. See you here next Monday. And Emily, that's it. Do you have anything else to say?
Love you guys.
All right. That's it. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.